Ukraine's leader has called on EU leaders to provide fighter jets and arms for the war against Russia on his second trip abroad since the war began. Volodymyr Zelensky was earlier given a standing ovation at the European Parliament in Brussels. In his speech to the Parliament in Brussels, Volodymyr Zelensky repeatedly linked Ukraine to a European way of life. Ukraine has applied to join the EU and is urging the bloc's leaders to throw its weight behind a swift course to accession, which usually takes many years.
Вперше в своїй історії Європейський Союз надає військову допомогу такого масштабу. І вперше в історії готує, я вірю, позитивну оцінку внутрішнім реформам в європейській країні, яка захищається у цій тотальній війні і одночасно воюючи, модернізує свої інституції. Ми наближаємось до Євросоюзу. Україна буде членом Євросоюзу. Україна, що перемагає, членам Євросоюзу, Євросоюзу, що перемагає.
We know the sacrifice that your people have endured for Europe, and we must honor it not only with words, but with action, with the political will to ensure easier trade and with the fastest possible accession process, with funds for your people, with help in reconstruction, with training for your troops. We have your back. We were with you then. We are with you now. We will be with you for as long as it takes.
The Ukrainian leader had earlier traveled from Paris with Francis Emmanuel Macron, where he had also held talks with Germany's Olaf Scholz. Before visiting Paris, he had been assured by UK Prime Minister that nothing was off the table. Volodymyr Zelensky said Germany and France had the potential to be game changers in the war. The sooner Ukraine received heavy, long-range weapons and modern planes, the quicker this Russian aggression will end.